With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran has launched a new wave of attacks against Israel, American bases, and countries around the region as well. The Islamic Republic warned that the U.S. would bitterly regret torpedoing an Iranian warship. Israel and the U.S. hammered Iran for a sixth day, the war escalating a little bit each day, now affecting an additional 14 countries across the region. Day six of the Iran war, with Israel and Iran still going at it. An update from the BBC's Yolanda Nell.
The Israeli authorities have said that from today they're going to start easing the restrictions on the Israeli public that were introduced since Saturday, and saying that is due to the decline in incoming rocket fire from Iran. The Israeli military spokesman in his last briefing was really putting that decline down to the successful military operations to target Iranian missile storage sites and missile launch sites.
And the Israeli military says it's launching new strikes in Lebanon. The Senate has rejected a Democrat attempt to stop the conflict in its tracks.
Senate Republicans voted down a war powers resolution that would restrict President Trump's ability to continue major combat operations against Iran. The vote fell mostly along party lines. It was a sign of early GOP public support for a conflict that has rapidly spread across the Middle East. Democrats complain that the war is not justified and that there's no clear U.S. exit strategy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
No presidential endorsement so far in the Texas Senate runoff between Republican incumbent Senator John Cornyn and challenger State Attorney General Ken Paxton. Hall of Fame college football coach Lou Holtz has died at the age of 89. Holtz guided Notre Dame to the 1988 National Championship and amassed 249 victories across 33 college football seasons. This is SRN News. It appears religion doesn't matter that much to most Americans these days.
According to the latest poll from the Gallup organization, only 47% of adults say faith is very important in their daily life. Compare that to 75% in 1952 or 61% as recently as 2003. The Gallup poll also reveals that religion is most important to women, older people, Republicans, those without a college degree, Protestants, and residents of the South. Non-religious people now make up 24% of the U.S. population. Michael Harrington reporting.
Somebody fired shots at a synagogue in Toronto this week. No injuries were reported at Temple Emmanuel after 20 rounds were fired into the building. Prisoners had held a service earlier in the evening. Synagogue leaders released a statement saying, "We are working closely with law enforcement and security partners. We remain united and resilient. Our building is damaged. Our congregation is not." This is SRN News. An Arkansas man awaiting trial for murder has clinched the Republican nomination in a Central Arkansas sheriff's race.
According to unofficial results posted by the Arkansas Secretary of State, Aaron Spencer defeated Lonoke County Sheriff John Staley in this week's primary. Spencer now advances to face Democrat Brian Mitchell Sr. in the general election. Spencer would not be able to serve if he is convicted of killing 67-year-old Michael Fossler. Fossler was out on bond after being charged with numerous sexual offenses against Spencer's then 13-year-old daughter. Rich Thomason reporting.
A large detention center for illegal aliens in Texas has been placed off limits to visitors, including attorneys. Congresswoman Veronica Escobar says that's because of a measles outbreak. She says there are 14 active cases at the facility on the Fort Bliss Army base. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.